Hey everybody, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal Again. I am your host, Michelle Jackson, and this episode, we are going to break down how to kick ass at your next conference and make money. A self-employed person, an entrepreneur, or even working a 9-to-5, you will eventually attend a conference sometime this year. The goal of conferences are to help people develop professionally, provide an atmosphere for networking and a space for networking, boost people's energy, like you should leave kind of tired but re-energized and excited about what you learned and what you would like to implement. You should be provided opportunities to connect with opportunities to grow your professional role, your business, or attract opportunities to you. Your next conference should help you up-level your connections, expand your reach, help you learn about new resources that you can use to better do what you do, be recognized as an expert. If you are in the digital space especially, a conference should provide opportunities to show that you are an influencer, whether it be via a panel, speaking, providing a paper, whatever it is, there should be opportunities to do that. You should also have the ability to mastermind in some sort of way with people who are kicking butt in your field and may be able to give you ideas or feedback on what you can do so that you can kick butt and come return the next year with some amazing achievements. Finally, if you're attending a conference, make sure that you are going with no more than three very clear goals about the outcomes that you would like to attract by going. This year, I attended a number of conferences. I was really in education mode. I wanted to achieve a couple of different things. There were conferences that I wanted to speak at, and I was very fortunate to be able to speak at two events that were like the events I had to attend. And actually, before I go any further, my name is Michelle Jackson. I am your host, but I am also a personal finance influencer, blogger, and podcaster, which of course Girl Gone Frugal Again is a personal finance podcast, as well as entrepreneurship focused on living your best life and value-based spending and budgeting. Girl Gone Frugal Again is also an audio production of the website MichelleIsMoneyHungry.com. Make sure you go there and check out MichelleIsMoneyHungry.com. If you are feeling stuck in your current life and your 9-to-5 and you're interested in changing your life and changing that feeling stuck energy, I will be sharing a link to Get Stuck, my simple guide to changing your life and getting out of the rut. So please do get that as well. So anyway, I want to get back to this podcast episode. So when you go to the conference, you should have no more than three very clear goals that you would like to attract to yourself. They could include meeting certain people. So a conference provides you an opportunity to get face to face, get in front of people that you are just so excited about. Now, you don't want to be a creeper, you don't want to frighten people, but you do want to be yourself. So if you're kind of creepy and frightening, you may not know that, but I'm assuming that you're not creepy or frightening and that you're just going to be so sweet and nice and people are going to love you. When you have the opportunity to meet people, basically, if you are wanting to meet a person like, and I'm going to use the FinCon community, personal finance community, we actually have a huge conference that is coming up in the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to give you some ideas on how to approach people. Attend their sessions. Now, if it's someone who is really well known, don't just kind of jump out of the bushes or from behind a sign and be like, oh my God, I'm your best fan. It's really frightening. It's really intense. It's just a lot. Attend their conference, or excuse me, attend their session. Ask questions. If there's a social event that's much smaller in terms of size and scope, attend it, have fun and be natural. And when the opportunity presents itself within the context of a conversation, have one. At FinCon specifically, a lot of the people enjoy playing basketball. They have a traditional basketball game at the beginning of every FinCon. Play basketball. They'll have a number of different teams because it seems like, you know, with the community growing so much, there's like a ton of different teams. Volunteer. Part of the reason why I know Philip and his team so much, so well, is I volunteer. I get in the trenches. I help people with stuff. I help at the actual FinCon conference at the beginning. It's a lot of fun. We put bags together. I talk their heads off like I do every year. Sorry, Philip. But it's a really natural way to meet people. So when you go to a conference, think about the most natural way you can meet someone without being a weirdo. There are a number of opportunities in most conferences to facilitate that. So take the time to go through the conference schedule to see what your strategy would be. Collaborate on new projects. So one of the things that I was able to do last year after FinCon was collaborate with my mastermind group on putting together an online digital summit. It was a huge process. It was very hard to do, but it kind of came out of going to FinCon and meeting with a lot of people. We're able to collaborate with a lot of people we normally wouldn't have worked with if we hadn't created this idea and worked on it. Would we ever do this during the holiday season again? Hell no. However, that experience I can use for other future projects. Present a panel. So if you go to the conference and there's outcomes that you're trying to attract, maybe you would like to present a panel. If you're wanting to do that, I would say that you may need to plan a year ahead. And the reason why is typically the call for panels come out much earlier than you ever would expect. So for FinCon, typically they're asking for sessions and panelists in January, February. That seems to be the typical, like when that call comes out. The next FinCon conference is in August of next year. So we're in October, that's August. I think that's 12 or 13 months. Yeah. So literally you need to be planning ahead if one of your goals that you would like to do is to present a panel. I would also say it's important to set goals, and I kind of alluded to this right before, but you need to set goals for the upcoming year now, and as you attend the conference, kind of meet with people and listen to people and connect with people so that who have achieved that specific goal so that you can figure out how you can strategize and do the work that gets you to the goal that you would like to achieve. Finally, and this I can't even emphasize enough, look at the previous years of the conference, any conference that you're attending. Each conference, after a couple of years, starts to have patterns. They may switch things up, but usually the community gets kind of freaked out. So typically they stay pretty true to how they initially started the conference. Set goals that you would like to achieve for the upcoming year, even if you don't plan on attending. So for some reason, if you're like, I'm pregnant now and I just cannot go, well, which makes sense, or you've got little ones and you can't get childcare like you were intending to attend and then you just weren't able to go because the kiddos weren't going to be able to, no one could babysit them, but you still achieved the goal even though you're not there. That's an awesome thing. So examples of this for, again, the personal finance blogosphere and any content creators, maybe your goal is to have a email list with 10,000 subscribers. Maybe you're at zero right now and you're like, by the time I go to the next conference, I want to have 10,000 subscribers. And then in the course of achieving that goal, you kind of make notes so that you can show what your process is, thus creating you, positioning you as an influencer. So there are a lot of things that you can do when you go to your next conference or around going to conferences or around being in a community that has a conference. You can kind of think of a conference like a mall. So a mall has its, like, the main stores, that kind of the hub stores, if you will, the flagship stores, I think is what you call it. And then all the surrounding supporting cast of characters. I don't know why that keeps making a noise like that. It's really driving me nuts. Anyway, so you don't even have to attend a conference to be known as a supporting cast member within that community. What are the things that you can do to get people to know who you are? I love conferences. Now, the thing is, you can go to a conference, you can do all these different things, but I want to caution you about a couple things. The first thing is, the first real issue is, there will come a time when you need to implement all of the things, all of the information that you've learned at the conferences you've been attending. If you don't implement what you learn, then you're just not going to get any results. And ultimately, the goal is to get results. There are people who get kind of addicted to attending conferences, but there are also those the same people who typically aren't achieving the goals that they set out to achieve because they're always in, you know, in flux. I would say that that is an issue for me, and I have actually made a very, very strategic decision that I will not be going to any conferences unless they're like a one-day thing in Denver, because I live in Denver. I refuse to fly to go somewhere after FinCon this month because I just can't focus, and it's been a really frustrating thing for me because I have all of the information, I have the network, I have the skill set, I have the support, but I can't facilitate some of the systems and things like that because I'm always traveling to go to a conference. Caution number two, all conferences are not created equally. They just aren't. This year I attended a conference where, to me, it was like the attendees felt like they were going on vacation versus going to a business-focused activity. It really pissed me off. It was beautifully run for the most part in a wonderful location. No, I'm not going to tell you which one it is. If you're a friend of mine, you know which one it is. But I left thinking, why on earth did I come to this? There weren't enough opportunities to speak. So that was an issue. If I'd wanted to speak at this event, I couldn't have because there just weren't enough opportunities presented to do that. I want to leave conferences kind of like I leave someone's house at Thanksgiving. You better be leaving me with a to-go plate. There should be so much content, so much that's filling my brain that I leave like, holy crap, I don't even know where to begin. If I'm leaving and I'm like, I have nothing to work on, I have nothing to brainstorm on, I've just spent all this money and I'm pissed off, that conference is not well run. You have to let the people running the conference know that that is not okay. And you can do that in a loving way because most people who run conferences, they're creating community. But I think especially as we go deeper into this digital content creation mode, it behooves you to tell people when they have missed their goal with the conference. I am not going so that I leave with no information. That doesn't make sense. I should not be going to a conference where there's maybe two or three options per hour for me to attend. What's the point to that? Okay, what is the point? I want to leave with so much information that I get the digital recordings of all the sessions, and quite frankly, that should be offered to all attendees. They should not upsell that. You should, with your regular conference attendance, should be offered that. I don't like it when conferences don't just automatically offer that to actual attendees. And then that way I can go back and look at different sessions that I could not attend and continue to consume that content and learn stuff. Not all conferences are created equally. Some are located in areas that just make no sense. So I actually attended, and this was not a conference, this was a reunion. I attended a reunion this year that was in Tucson, Arizona. It was a beautiful place. It was a beautiful resort. But the problem with having this in Tucson is that it's difficult to get to. It's a pain in the ass. Most of the people who are in that specific community live all over the U.S., all over the world. It's an international community. And so it's really difficult to get to. It doesn't make sense. So your conference should be easy to get to and make sense for the community that you're in. If you're from Japan and your conference is always held in freaking LA, I don't know about that. Or if it's an international organization, but they don't try to get you to Boston or New York or DC or somewhere where you hit the middle, it's a little frustrating. If your conference doesn't provide a couple of meals. Now, I'm going to put a caveat on this. When you go to your conference, please do not complain about the free food that they're providing for you. It is very irritating, and actually other attendees will remember who you are. I actually distinctly remember my first time going to FinCon, and they provided all these amazing meals. Like, I was amazed. For $100, I had a $100 ticket. It was the second year that they were doing this. And I'm sitting there, and I remember the people who were like, oh my God, what's wrong with it? Nah. The food was really good. The food was really good, and it was free. So if you've got like food issues, that's not my issue. You need to manage that yourself and not bring us into that, because other people observe how you react. React with grace and move on. Because really, a conference that provides food, I kind of expect it to a certain extent, but if you are like a special needs eater, that's not their issue. They're just trying to feed as many people as they can within a budget or sponsored kind of situation. So remember how you behave at the actual conference, because people will remember. Again, I'm going back to all conferences are not created equal. So on the flip side, maybe they can't provide a meal. Maybe it's a brand new thing and the organizers just weren't able to do something like that. Don't rag on them for that too. So just be fair in your assessment of what the conference is able to do. As long as you leave with the opportunity to make money, connect with people, create a project, that kind of thing, then really the conference has done its job. The final piece of advice I would say to anyone attending a conference in the next year, you will get what you put into it. So if you go and you don't use the conference app, which is a typical thing nowadays, a well-run conference typically has an app. The Great American Beer Festival has an app. If you're not downloading the app a week before, typically they're now available about a week before, and contacting people, saying hi, really using the app, then you're kind of not 100% in. I don't want to hear that you're not techie, whatever. It's ridiculous. You have a cell phone and you have a laptop. you are techie enough to use the app, and you're really letting opportunities slide by if you don't use the app. Use the app. Use the app. The next thing is look at the schedule. Really spend some time looking at the schedule for the events that you attend. It doesn't make sense to just fly into a city and be like, well, I'm just here. Newbies, if you're new, because new events are can be a little like overwhelming, go to the new attendee orientation. Every single conference that I've attended this year has had one. Every single one of them. And the reason why they do that is it helps to foster community. It helps to make it comfortable for other people to meet one another because the longtime attendees know each other really well. And it just helps you to understand what you can get out of the conference. So if you're not attending that and you're confused by what's going on and you're new, I don't know what to tell you. They've provided that for you. Whenever possible, at least arrive one day before the event starts. For FinCon specifically, I tend to go for a week. You're like, why the heck would you do that? Let me tell you why the heck I would do that. Because a lot of people come a week for the entire week. And what I've noticed is there actually are other events that happen prior to the beginning of FinCon officially. So there are attendees already coming in on Tuesday, Wednesday, so that they can attend different events that are kind of tacked on to the front and end of the actual conference itself. So, and I'm speaking specifically about FinCon. So if I arrive on Thursday, some people might already be tired. I might not get enough face time with people that I really want to connect with and have substantive conversations with. I might have to rush through connections. It just provides a better opportunity to connect with the people I want to connect with at the actual event that I'm attending without feeling rushed, pressured, nervous, whatever. So I would really strongly advise if you can arrive the day before in the morning. I'm not talking you come the day before at 7 p.m. That doesn't make sense. I'm talking about you get in at 8-ish in the morning, take a quick little nappy if you're tired, and then you go and you connect with people naturally. You go for a cup of coffee, you go for lunch, you go for dinner, whatever it is, where you can have good conversations, exchange information, because you will be the people that they remember. It's hard to remember like 8 billion people at a really large event. So really think about your positioning when you attend. Take advantage of any opportunity to get you in front of potential clients or opportunities. So at FinCon specifically, you will be able to, if you're interested in freelance writing or that kind of thing, you will be able to get in front of editors for freelance writing gigs. I have a love-hate relationship with freelance writing, but this year I've decided to really go all in on that stream of income because honestly, it's just good money. It's not hard to do. And so I will be really involved in that for myself professionally. I have a number of clients that I would like to get, and I am completely confident in the fact that I will get them. Start doing your conference outreach before the conference. So what I would also recommend is it is a couple weeks before I go to FinCon, but actually most events will have the attendees list, the speakers, that kind of thing. You could start reaching out to them in various ways that aren't creepy so that they know that you would like to meet with them and potentially collaborate on something. I don't know, whatever it is you'd like to do. So that is my slightly rambling how to kick ass at your next conference and make money. Don't be a creeper, be natural, position yourself well, take advantage of the information that they give you, get there early, understand that conferences are there to facilitate professional development, networking, boost your energy, connect you with opportunities, up-level your connections, expand your reach, learn about new resources and technology, which I forgot to say. Conferences can help you become recognized as experts and influencers in your space. They provide opportunities to mastermind with people who you may not normally be able to mastermind with. And I want to be clear about that one. It doesn't mean that you and 17 other people sit there and mastermind with them. It may be that you guys have this amazing conversation over coffee. It could be that simple. I wish you the best at your next conference. Remember, what you get out of it is what you put into it. Please let me know if this episode was of help to you. Make sure you subscribe to Girl Gone Frugal again. It is an audio production of MichelleIsMoneyHungry.com. I will also include a link to the resource Stuck, which is basically a guide on how to get unstuck. If you're interested in exploring online entrepreneurship, you're trying to figure out how on earth to do that, I also have a link to that as well if you'd like to connect with me on a 30-minute free call on how to get started as an online entrepreneur. I hope you're having a beautiful day. Happy fall.